and I was quiet, and I am a clone of him. I am a 100% clone of him from the standpoint of I look 50% like both of them, my mom and my dad, but as far as actions and thought process and everything else, I'm 100% my father's clone. So I looked at him and said, really? And did you give me the background? Give me the research into this? Did you think about your family? Did you think how this would impact your job, your family, your career, your future, your finances, all of those things? I'm a physician by trade, and so my nature is to research everything 400,000 times over before I think it's a good idea. So my questions were questions to him. I'm supportive and I've been supportive, but more so mine were questions to him. So that's kind of how it came out. To pursue my medical training, I've been all up and down the East Coast. I mean, I finally come back to Charlotte for the first time in probably 25 years to be closer to my family, which was a big intent, to be closer to my family. And I said, we're finally all in the same city. We haven't been in the same city for 20-some years. And you're going to turn all that around, and have you thought about that? And so, and he said he did, and he understood what a big sacrifice it was. And so for me, it was more of a supportive, clearly, of him. I've always been supportive of his things, and he's probably, in my life, my biggest mentor ever throughout everything, throughout college and medical school and graduate school and top of medical school and everything else has been my biggest mentor. So for me, it was more, are you aware of how this is going to impact your family? And so that was my reaction, supportive but cautious about both the family. And then, you know, we're, I think you're aware of this, we're not from a civilized country. This is not a, we're not from a third world country by any means, but we're not from a civilized country. So my fear was safety for him. And he's an honest man. He's a good man. His intent is to help the country. He's not a politician. So he's a non-politician among politician wolves in my mind. And so I was concerned about his safety, his health throughout all of this, and how that would impact, again, our family.
I find it fascinating, and I think he's a remarkable person for what he's trying to do. And I'm not a child of his, but as one of his children, what does it mean?
What I have struggled the entire time is if he was not my father, I would be the most vocal supporter of him, saying that if anybody was to be able to bring about change and to at least show what is actually going on, this man is the man to do it. He's not a politician. He's just he's an honest man with an honest soul and a complete love for his country, a la Kennedy-ish style that I hate. I hate the comparison because Kennedy was killed. And so my comparison is a love-hate comparison, because if he's trying to do that type of a thing and he suffered for it and his family clearly suffered for it. So for me as a child is difficult, in that I see that the change is necessary, no doubt. This is again, I say, in the people from Bosnia, from this country, who know what it's been through, not even all of those people understand how crucial of a moment historically this is for the country. We have a country that was bombarded by the war, that had a casualty loss that was horrendous, and that now is fighting for existence from the standpoint of the country has three presidents. I don't know of a country that has three presidents. I mean, I can't even get into how dysfunctional that is. That means it's not a country. Three presidents to us means it's not a country. One country, one president. So that's one of his goals, is to basically say, we were one people at one point. We are still one people. The war might have changed the perception of that, and the war did things where politicians are amazing at doing what they do, which is they create the idea of separation. They create the idea of differences in nations in order to create a common enemy so that you could fight against them. But we are actually one people. We still are one people. And so his message is that you cannot have non-diversity. The diversity is what creates a country, and it's one country, which means one country, one president. Until we have that, we are not a country. So we really are at the crossroads of making a determination of, do we want to be a country, and what is the national identity of that country? Nobody should want it to be a quote-unquote Bosnian Muslim state. That's never what it was. That's never the intent of what it was. It needs to be a multi-ethnic, multinational country. And this is, I think, what he's going for. I mean, he comes from the standpoint of, I'm coming from medicine. Darwin has proven this over and over again, that if you try to isolate a species and have one species, one particular thing, that will die out. We cannot do that. It's from diversity where we get our actual power, where we get our strength. And so unless you have diversity, you cannot move forward. And so this is what he's trying to prove, that the country, the war created a diversity. They created several populations. And so it, to the world, it seems like those populations want to be independent entities. Croatia is Croatians, perhaps Eastern or Catholic. Serbia is Serbians that are Eastern Orthodox. Bosnia is this hodgepodge of everything. And I think that's beautiful. That's what Yugoslavia was. So Bosnia to me is sort of the new Yugoslavia. It's everybody. And it's sort of a simple question of, why can't we get along? Why is it, it's actually a strength of the people, of the nation, that we should get along, that the diversity is what's gonna make us stronger. And I mean, that's what he actually, to me, stands for. And I wholeheartedly support that. I will truthfully tell everybody, I hate that it's my father that's doing it, but I wholeheartedly support him. And if he is willing to make that sacrifice, then I feel like I have to be.
And just looking ahead, if he wins, have you had a chance to think about the impact of all of that and how you would feel if he is successful in this bid for president?
Probably bittersweet. I have. I mean, it's, again, my mother would say phenomenally jubilant. My brother would say phenomenally jubilant. I would say bittersweet. And that, again, it would be for me a support of what he clearly has an intent to do and was willing to sacrifice to do. So he is, you know, he's not old. He's in the prime of his life. To share so much of his life with a goal that he wanted to do, I clearly want him to succeed, and that, why wouldn't you? So I would be clearly thrilled for him, but that means at least 4 years over there, away from my children. And I don't so much keep it as away from me, it's away from my children. As much as he has been a mentor to me, I would assume he would be that and so much more for my children who adore him. So it's been bittersweet in the standpoint I would love for him to win. I actually anticipate for him to win. He has, if people that ask me in the United States, it's interesting. Americans are, I think this is much more of a bigger deal than Bosnians do, which is fascinating to me because it is a huge deal. So the fact that Americans who are non-Bosnian recognize that more than Bosnians do mean that we are living in a completely unrealistic bubble that we are not able to see outside. So the fact that the outside world can look in and say, wow, this is actually a big deal, means that Americans really fully understand the bigger picture better than the people on the inside do. So I would wholeheartedly, clearly support him. It would change the discourse of how we as a family try to support him, because it's one thing to go through an election process, campaign process alone. It's an entirely different thing to go through a 4-year presidential process alone. So, and I can't actually tell you what that would look like, and that I don't know what it would look like. We all have jobs here, we all have careers here, we all have loans here, that we all have, you know, support and dedication to the United States. That highly unlikely that we would all pick up and move back there, but certain factions of us might have to. So it would be a reevaluation of what we want to do with our lives.